Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Okay, we're live. Hi, this is William Ramsey. Welcome to William Ramsey Investigates on today's show. I have a very special guest. She returns all the time. I think we're over 25 shows. Her name is Roberta Glass. She runs the True Crime Report on YouTube and has the True Crime Report group on Facebook. I'll put the links to her work in the show notes. We've done many shows on a variety of different subjects. Epstein, Maxwell, just so many different type of cults and things like that, what happened in New York City, Nexium. So there's a ton of shows, and I posted a lot of them. I went on vacation last month, posted, I think, 20 of them. I even forgot a couple, but you can go back and look through the archives at William Ramsey Investigates and check those out. But she reached out to me about this interesting case. It's kind of in the same theme of a lot of the stuff we looked into about Ezra Miller. He's 29. He was the lead role of The Flash. So he was very well known, and there's some very serious allegations about grooming and brainwashing, possibly providing drugs. So we're going to talk more about that. So Roberta Glass, welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much.
So how did you come across the story? And for people who don't know, this guy's still on the run. They haven't caught him yet. And how did you find out about this story?
I came across the story because I was following the Amber Heard Johnny Depp trial, a lot of the same people with the same concerns about Johnny Depp were also tweeting about Ezra Miller and tweeting from his alleged victim's mother's tweets. And it's amazing to me because all these predators do the same things. I mean, there's no really original predators. They're all doing the same things, drugging. And we saw in the Johnny Depp Amber Heard trial that he had a full-time nurse to drug Amber Heard. He's given, now these are street drugs that are allegedly being given to Miller's victims, but same kind of thing. Also accusations about the occult, his interest in the occult. He's called himself a witch. I'm going to stop saying alleged. Just assume that I mean alleged when I say a victim in this. Victims' parents put in their legal filings. I believe that the victim felt that she was under the influence or very influenced by his voodoo, his friend who was a voodoo practitioner.
Oh, wow.
So there's lots of the same kind of stuff going on here. Controlled diet, victims getting very thin, same kind of stuff. Yeah.
Right. And it's probably no coincidence that he and Depp were in the same movie, Grindelwald, one of the Grindelwald series too, right? So it's very curious that their lives have intersected. And I included this picture, the first picture. I'm going to show a few pictures on
YouTube. And he said that Johnny Depp has always been his favorite actor, the person he looks up to the most. And maybe he took that a little too seriously.
Right. Well, here's the thing. This is the spelling of abracadabra. I think it's an 11-letter word, or maybe it's 12. But he spells it on his shirt in a kind of the occult manner, not abracadabra, but abracadabra. So it's kind of interesting that he has that kind of magical phrase on his shirt with the kind of pentagram.
How is that the occult spelling?
Well, there's something in one of Crowley's books, my memory serves me correct, that has this triangle, and it's the magic triangle. And so that, if you look at that full picture, let me see if I can pull that up again. But that magic triangle is definitely out of one of these occult books, whether it's I don't know whose book it is, whether it was Eliphas Levy or something like that. I'm not really sure, but I wish I'll try to find that picture while we're in this, but there's another picture of him. But here he's making the as above, so below thing with the whole Cornuto devil's horns thing. So this is another picture. Yeah.
Oh,
I don't
think
that's a mistake. Yeah.
Oh, that can't be. That's not a natural pose.
Yeah. Yeah. So, so there's some occult stuff there. There's a lot more weird pictures of him. He defines himself as transgender and non-binary, right?
That's an interesting thing, because this comes up in so much of what we talk about. So he came out as saying maybe he's bisexual or queer in 2012, but by 2020, he was fully identified as non-binary / transgender. That's what he was screaming to the police as he's being arrested. I'm non-binary, transgender. Both those two things, which I don't know how you can be both. I thought they were two distinct categories, and he didn't want to be frisked by a male officer, which is really ironic to me, because one of the issues that women have with men identifying with women is that we don't have the right, once men identify as women, we don't have the right to refuse being frisked by men. But he wants a special thing, and his victims have also identified that way, female victims, as non-binary. And it's just this special category. And even as they're writing, the media is writing about his crimes, they are still writing about him as if he's a multitude of people, using they, them pronouns.
Right.
Describing the worst things that you could do to another human being, or some of them. And the most important thing is that they get those pronouns correct, that they keep hammering home that this is not, doesn't matter that they're obscuring male violence. Forget about that. That what's more important is that this possibly psychopath predator, that his pronouns are observed and honored.
No, it's pretty remarkable. I'm like, well, I've had to kind of key into it. Like, who is they? Why are they using this pronoun? Oh, that's right. That's the new kind of pronoun. I think it was in the Vulture, like a reasonably decent online journalism.
I just did an episode with Tuesday Money for my Patreon about Michael Jackson and Johnny Depp, and we were talking about Michael Jackson. I think this is after the show about him taking on these kind of female or feminine, what would be considered stereotypically feminine dress and attire. And we were wondering if that was a way to seem more, less dangerous, if that was a kind of mask. And then we see the same kind of thing being used by him, this kind of makeup, all the stereotypically feminine things.
Well, if you get farther up Luciferianism, not kind of like the Levian stuff, but Crowley and some very kind of more intellectual, Satan or Lucifer is an androgyne. So it fits right into this kind of new nomenclature about, non-binary and stuff like that.
So what's interesting is that, so he's famous for movies that I haven't seen, Justice League. He's going to be in The Flash that's coming up. He plays The Flash, my understanding, in Justice League. Correct me if I'm wrong on that.
I think you're right.
Terrible reports are coming out that he's basically kidnapped, in some ways, kidnapped a woman, drugged her, using coercive control, hitting women, spitting at people, getting arrested multiple times in Hawaii, all these things. And yet, the movie's still coming out. They're still promoting it. I understand that's been done is that Warner Brothers has, the rumor is that they have pulled the plug on a HBO TV series that he was going to be in. But what's interesting is we heard all this talk about these kind of allegations ruining a man. I mean, these are some of the worst things, and he's continuing on. Everybody's still supporting. He hasn't been canceled yet.
Right. He's not kind of canceled. And some of the allegations were included in a court order that was granted, a protection order by the mother or parents of Takata Iron Eyes. And to quote, it stated, Ezra had used violence, intimidation, threat of violence, fear, paranoia, delusions, and drugs to hold sway over a young adolescent Takata. And my understanding is that he was kind of like a poster child for kind of the queer movement. And he got involved in all these active, you know, the pipeline. What was it?
That's right. That's where he met her with the pipeline. Right. So she was 12, to her tribe and says, I'm going to help you out. So her parent and he really focused in on Takata, who's extremely bright, extremely gifted young woman at that time. And he focuses in on her. He encourages her to visit him in England, where he's filming the Harry Potter movie with Johnny Depp. And they send her there as a 12-year-old to visit him. And he jumps into bed with her and the chaperone. And the chaperone has to take him out and be like, that's not appropriate. Wow. And so they develops this relationship, and they started to see, as she's getting older, she enrolls in Bard College's Simon Rock, which is a college program for high school students, meaning if you're a gifted student, you can, it's the program that Ronan Farrow graduated from, you can apply and get a, I think it's associate's bachelor's degree in 10th or 11th grade. So she was in that. She apparently, he was so disruptive to her studies that she drops out and she runs away with him for a while. Her parents get really concerned about it. She comes back and she said, I've been drugged. He gave me ketamine. That's when, and they do all this kind of Native American healing with her. Right. And then she says, I think what would be really good for me now is to visit my friend in Brooklyn. They say, great, go. That would be great. And they think that this friend in Brooklyn has paid for the plane ticket. But again, it's Ezra Miller. And she goes off with Ezra Miller. And what they understand has happened to her is that she has no cell phone, no car keys, no ID, which is something that happened to her before. She had just no bank card. He had taken her bank card the first time. And again, this has happened. He's taken her bank card. He's taken her ID, which they had just replaced. And she's out there. And he's kicked her out of the car once. When she had her period, left her crying on the side of the road with nothing, no ID, no bank card. And he's basically running from the law. But at the same time, he's also picked up another woman with kids 1 to 5, age 1 to 5.
We haven't right, in Hawaii, right? And brought right. them back to Vermont.
Brought them back to Vermont. So he paid for their plane ticket to Vermont, to his farm in Vermont. And the allegations from this woman's, not sure if they're divorced yet or they're in the process of being divorced, but let's just call him the ex-husband, is that there are guns there, tons of drugs that are being, marijuana being smoked, not in good ventilation with the kids.
And grown. There's allegations that there's a growing off,
And you're not allowed to have more than 3 plants, I believe what I read in Vermont, and he has way more than that, is what I understand. And that and a whole arsenal of weapons. So it's like a mini cult leader going on there. And it's, to me, that's one of the creepiest allegations, because I don't think he has any interest in this woman who said that, and she's come out and said it's been amazingly healing for her after a abusive relationship. And if that's true, she's gotten right into another one, which is not uncommon. And they come off as the hero, and then before you know it, you're trapped. But the allegation is that her baby had a bullet in his mouth from one of these guns, meaning he was playing with a bullet was left, and this baby was playing with it.
I think there was a picture of a bullet in the baby's mouth. That's what somebody.
There's a picture too. Yeah. Okay,
that's what my understanding. I came across something like that, but it gets really strange. Like he deleted his Instagram. He was reaching out to young girls, 13-year-olds. Just weird things. So like he was. It seems like he's covering up evidence. There might be the FBI might be involved. That's what I read.
Right.
But one of the weirdest thing, I don't know how reliable Pop Topic is, but he said, quote, "We've read several reports where Miller expressed interest in wedding and impregnating these young women. He has had and maintained contact with multiple girls as young as 12. Bizarrely, each one of his victims is unique when it comes to ethnicity, almost like he is plotting to breed them for some cult-like purpose."
Oh, wow.
So you're like an Epstein area, right?
Epstein?
Yeah, of God. Gosh.
Yeah, so many of them. Right, yeah. John of God, right. So many of them.
Probably Ranieri, too, to a certain extent, right?
Right, yep. Oh, this is crazy. Crazy. And so when he visited his neighbor in Massachusetts, not far from his home in Vermont, he also got in another situation with an 11-year-old. Now, this child is being described as non-binary. Again, I think it's a young girl. And he said to this mother, "I've talked extensively with your child, and they have a lot of power to them. At one point, you're going to realize that you don't have any control over them anymore. They're an elevated being, and they would be lucky to have someone like me guide them."
Wow. That's disturbing.
And he also accused the mother of being a witch, repeatedly yelling at her, "Do you want to drink my blood? Do you?"
Oh, wow. I didn't come across that.
So, yeah.
It's heavy. I heard one, like, he said, "You can't touch me. I'm in another universe." So he has that. He believes he's above the law.
I mean, they put out a I believe it was a order, some kind of order of protection. So.
Right. There's two orders of protection.
Goes, yeah. Everywhere he goes, he's creating this kind of, he got in a fight in that same incident. He got in a fight saying that he told this mother who was half black that Parcheesi, the board game, had Rastafarian roots, and she challenged him on it, and she asked him which sect of Rastafari did it come from, and he started yelling, "You don't know what you were talking about. What did you say to me? What did you say to me?" So he cannot be challenged. And wow. Takata has come out and made a video, but in this where she's saying, I don't have a phone because that's my own choice. And as she's making this video talking about how everything's, she's an adult and these are her own decisions. And she's not on, basically her message is she's not under coercive control. She's looking to the left the entire time, wow, as if checking to see with what she said is okay. And she's way, way thinner. This was a bigger child and young woman, and she's gotten down to real, you know, very thin, and it's sad, and I really feel for these parents. And these parents, her father has been on Democracy Now, is an activist.
Oh, wow.
For Native American activists, and she was, you can find her videos online talking about the pipeline, and he, and she was a activist as a child teenager.
Wow, and here's, I'm showing something on YouTube. Ezra Miller appears to choke slam woman in Iceland, gets kicked out of a bar.
Right, in the Iceland,
he just has a whole history. Yeah,
refused to investigate that. So, it's just very troubling. And if this is, I hope that he gets caught and has to face charges for this kind of stuff. Because if this goes on, he'll be another Larry Ray. That's what it made me think of. Is
that whole choke he just did was a full Larry Ray move.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, how many opportunities did we have to stop Larry Ray, and everybody turned a blind eye? Right. Same with Nexium. How long was that story in the news? Many years, because I was following it before he ever came, before he was ever stopped. Epstein, same thing. This has to be stopped before more people get, and more women get hurt. It doesn't seem like men are the subject of his abuse. It's women and children.
Which is curious, considering that he identifies as transgender, non-binary. Why is his focus on women?
They don't like, these men who identify as women, in my opinion, don't like women very much. It's my impression, my feeling. Mm. in my experience.
And he said something, I will, this is a quote to what something, Hawaii, he was like arrested 10 times or something this year. There was like all these weird things that he threw a chair at somebody. But he said to somebody, I will burn you and your SLUT wife.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He's made some hardcore threats. Like, that's threat of violence.
He's dangerous. He is dangerous.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It's very disturbing, and I hope it, I think we've covered it. I mean, is there anything more that we missed?
I mean, I would just say that, like, I think there are going to be, like, consequences. I think that he's been kicked out of movies and stuff like that. I'll show another one. This is like a famous magic symbol. I'll show this on YouTube. Mm. You can see Warrior Love up there. It's kind of like this hand gesture JGZ makes. But I saw that. It's clearly like dressing like trans-binary or whatever.
I'd be very curious to know. I mean, in the Larry Ray trial, we found out that he was looking at material on how to be a cult leader, how mind control experiments, things like that. With the NXIVM story, I know from Tony Natale, he was very interested in Crowley, and he had studied Scientology very deeply. That's well known. So I'm very interested to know what he has studied. Seems like a lot in regards to mind control, and he seems to be enacting it. He seems to know what to do, and right from the love bombing that he does, you're special, I can help you, right to the starvation, drugs, all sorts of abuse.
I mean, it's strange. I mean, the more that I'm looking at this guy, he seems to be more and more of an occultist. I can't say I've looked in deeply, but like, here's something on YouTube. Does Ezra Miller have a magic backpack? This is from 2016. And you can go through, you know, J.K. Rowling's whole background, and the whole foundations of Harry Potter are pretty incredible. But he doesn't seem to have gone bad as bad back in 2016. Does anybody have any questions? Let me see. Let's go to Maxwell. Let's talk about tomorrow. Tomorrow's going to be a big day, right?
Right. I'm going to be at the sentencing hearing tomorrow. It feels like the end to a very long, hard trip, I guess. I'm excited for it. I'm excited to close this chapter, and I'm excited for the victims to get some closure. There's going to be a whole bunch of victims speaking. Either their statements are going to be read, or they're going to be there in person. It's really hard to figure out whose statements are going to be read by a lawyer or someone else, or who's going to be there in person. I've heard conflicting accounts, but right now I have, what is this, I have eight victims that are going to, either their statements are going to be read or are going to speak. So it's going to be a long hearing. They're talking about Judge Nathan just released a statement saying that we're going to try to keep these statements short. Maybe they could reduce, you know, they've already submitted their victim impact statements, but maybe they can present a shorter statement. I mean, which is interesting because in Claire Bronfman's sentencing hearing, I don't think any of those kind of, I think they had a certain amount of time, but I think they were allowed to read most of their statements. In my understanding, I mean, that hearing was like 4.5 hours. I don't expect this to be any shorter, but maybe it will be. Maybe Judge Nathan will keep it really brief. What's really interesting is all the games that have been played. In her lawyer's sentencing submission, they talk about her father abusing her, about how she was prosecuted because Epstein wasn't alive. What else? They said they talked about how she might get killed in prison. So Maxwell was in protected custody, and she fought forever to get out of that, which is essentially nonstop suicide watch. So she got out of that, got put into general population 3 weeks before the sentencing. Then at her lawyer's sentencing submission, they're saying a inmate claimed that she was offered $1 million to kill Maxwell. What happened with the government presented their submission, they said that never happened. This inmate said, if someone offered me $1 million, I would kill Maxwell. But what her lawyers are arguing is because of that inmate and her, what they call her original statement, Maxwell should get a shorter sentence. And they're asking for some ridiculously short sentence. I believe it's 3.5 years. I may be wrong. And the government's asking for 30 to 50 years. So a little bit of a discrepancy there, which I think would be time served. Maybe I'm wrong. It seems like maybe a little more than time served that she's already served. How long has she been? It feels like.
Yeah, when did she get arrested?
Was that the big? COVID wasn't a thing yet. So I think it was 2019 in the spring, but I may be wrong.
Yeah. I mean, you and I both covered both of her arrests, July 2nd, 2020.
So oh, okay.
We covered both Epstein's arrest, Epstein's death. Before Epstein died, he was on suicide watch too. So Ghislaine Maxwell should be pretty nervous.
Yeah. Well, so then the other thing is then they put in another submission saying Maxwell's been put on suicide watch. She can't get to her legal papers. We're going to have to postpone it, which means that all the victims who plan to come on tomorrow would have to, sometimes from far away, would have to change their plans. It's a huge, huge thing to postpone something like this. And the government answered, well, we called the jail and she's been given everything she needs, papers, pens, legal submissions. She's met with her legal team, which they acknowledged in their submission. She's missing nothing. And they also called out in their submission for 30 to 50 years in their sentencing submission, how much she's lied to the press. Via her brother. They said that she, and her own, I believe her own interview before trial saying, she's lost so much weight. Her hair has fallen out. And they said, look, she weighed 144 pounds when she came in. She was weighed in April at 142 and a half pounds. I mean, they just,
right. So she's losing
going in a million, right. But two and a half pounds. Not hard. I mean, we'll tell you, she looks better than ever. It has nothing to do with her 2.5 pound weight loss. Her hair is thicker than ever. It's not falling out. She looks great. I'm sure she's well taken care of. It's just outrageous that she keeps lying and gets caught in these lies and goes on and makes more, even at the last minute, even in asking for this sentencing to be postponed. She's still lying via her legal team. But this is all the same stuff we saw with the NXIVM defendants wanting to change. They never seem to want to be sentenced. They always want it to be moved, to postponed.
Trying to delay, yeah. Right. Trying to squirm away from it. Okay. Squirm away. And I mean, I read into the record the 23 women who were abused by Epstein. They had the court let them talk. I think it took me a couple hours to read all of their statements. So I'll be surprised if Nathan really abridges these victim statements, according to the Crime Victim Rights Act.
Right.
And I think that's what they were trying to fulfill in the Epstein case, was to allow these people to talk. So Virginia Giuffre made that statement to Epstein instead of Epstein in that court thing. And you go back and listen to that on William Ramsey Investigates. You can just look up Epstein victims speak out. So Virginia Giuffre will have her chance to make a statement against Maxwell as well. And I think Annie Farmer and her sister Kate will talk, who knew Epstein very early back in Ohio. But some of those, I know Sarah Ransom is the one. Both Ransom and Giuffre stated, I think, in writing that Dershowitz raped them, if I remember. And Ransom had to swim away from the island to save herself.
That's right.
But I don't know who these other two are, Teresa Helm and Elizabeth Stein. Do you know those names?
Yeah. Elizabeth Stein was the victim who talked about how poorly she was treated at the trial, how she couldn't get into the courtroom. And it was really shameful. I mean, the whole way the trial was done, basically the Maxwell family was treated like gold, didn't have to follow any of the COVID regulations, meaning they didn't have to sit apart from, everybody else had to sit very far apart from each other, even in the overflow rooms, but they were all bundled up. I don't know, what do you call it? Close to each other, sitting very close to each other, could walked in a different entrance than everybody else were given. I understand that Maxwell has the right to have support there and have her family there, but I think they should have.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Also assured that the victims got seats in the courtroom. And it just became a thing, like I've said this before, like getting Broadway tickets or a hot ticket. If you had the money to pay for a line sitter to get there at 1 a.m, it got ridiculous. I think my friend Addie Ads got there at 3 a.m. and couldn't get in.
Wow.
Yeah, there was such limited seats in the courtroom because of COVID that most people were in, like I was in the overflow room. I didn't even attempt to show up at 3 a.m. and stand on the side at the sidewalk in lower Manhattan to do that. But I'll be there early tomorrow. I'm hoping maybe I'll get in, just to have one opportunity to be in the courtroom, but we'll see. I'm not optimistic that's going to happen. There's really limited seats, but they were treated, especially and she was, you know, they were really treated poorly by the court.
Interesting. So they don't have the last name. So it's Annie Farmer. They just say somebody Kate and Maria Farmer. So
right.
I misread that. So there's right. just somebody, a first person named Kate. Who I don't.
Kate is the victim one of the victims who testified.
Do you have any updates between Giuffre and Dershowitz? How's that lawsuit going?
Giuffre is being sued by a victim.
Oh, interesting.
Which is very interesting. I'm sorry, I'm forgetting her name now, but they're saying that she was a mini Maxwell and that she's pretending to be a victim now and that she was very active in the abuse. That's very interesting. And that was filed in the Southern District of New York. So if that's a civil suit, if that goes to court, I will definitely be at that trial if it goes to trial. Dershowitz, the only thing I heard is that some people were calling him during the Maxwell trial. Some people, his phone number got out and people who were attending the Maxwell trial were calling him and he was picking up the phone and talking to people, which I find so wild.
Yeah. He just loves, he doesn't get out of the limelight. He's not afraid. He's like some other people. He's ready to talk to anybody.
Right.
It's incredible. Yeah. He's not been discredited. I mean, you saw him at, which trial was it you saw him at where you thought he was?
Epstein. When Epstein was still alive, it was frightening. Yeah, that was a frightening, it was a hearing. And he's one of the most frightening people, dark people I've ever been around.
And we did a show on him. His whole attitude towards women is sick. Like, he was the one, like, it's okay to have a snuff film. Remember that whole statement with William Buckley? And, oh, man.
He's done so.
Lowering the age of consent, too, right?
Yes,
he's fought pro 13,
lower the age of consent. When you're just around him, you as a woman, I got the feeling that a Giselle gets when they see a cheetah or a lion or whatever, a predatory animal. You're just very afraid. He instills fear. And not because he's so physically imposing. He's just very dark. I was really surprised. I was really afraid of him.
I spent a lot of time with Epstein. Yeah, a lot of time.
A lot of time. And he runs his mouth at every opportunity, contradicts himself, calls Giuffre a liar. I mean, what's going on with that lawsuit?
Right. That's why that lawsuit is happening. Yeah. That's the lawsuit. Yeah.
I hope she doesn't settle. She's suing
for defamation. Yeah.
I hope she doesn't settle like she did. That was so depressing. And
what, the Prince Andrew one? Or?
Yeah. And yeah. Yeah. And it's just, I'm curious to see what she does, if anything, with that charity. It's changed its name, and it's just, I don't know.
I mean, but there was a point I was following the Dershowitz trial, and the paperwork was just going crazy. It was like confetti. They're firing right back and forth. Very active, very serious litigation. He got boys kicked off. He did something very clever. I think we talked about that, but he talked to boys, which made him, what's the word? It was like, it compromised his ability to be an objective, because then he was involved in the case because of that call. And so right. He had to be removed as an attorney for Drew Brandt. But he's, I think, in my opinion, yeah, he knew what he was doing, in my opinion.
It's just that's such a sleazeball move. But because David Boies is a really, really good attorney. I listened in on one of his calls. Now I can't even remember what it was about. Wow. It was one of those calls during COVID. I think it was Prince Andrew, maybe.
And he's a super lawyer. Didn't he handle Bush v. Gore and all that stuff?
Yeah, he's handled a lot of stuff.
Do you know who? Excellent. I think I told you this. Who was of counsel at Boies Flexner? Hunter Biden.
No.
Yes. Go look up Hunter Biden of counsel, Boies Flexner.
Wow. Yeah. Is he a lawyer, Hunter Biden?
Yeah. No. Yeah. He went to Yale. Yeah.
Yeah.
Transferred to Yale.
Can you imagine having that guy represent you?
Oh, man.
Talk about criminal lawyer, right?
Yeah, man. I'm going to have this meeting. We're going to be at, the hotel. Don't mind me smoking from my pipe. What did he say? He said that he went on a 12-day bender on crack and vodka.
Yeah.
12 days. That's all he'd ate. That's amazing. That's stamina, man. It's incredible.
And just to photograph it all, and his laptop is so disturbing. And it reminds me of a darker version of Bill Clinton's half-brother. You remember him? When Bill Clinton was in the White House? He had a lot of problems with cocaine. And apparently, there's lots of allegations against Clinton that way.
Is it Rena O who is suing Giuffre?
Yes.
I didn't know that. See, this is totally new to me. So that's Rena O. So in Giuffre's autobiography, which is included in the early Maxwell case trial, was put into the record. Giuffre talks about being coerced, whatever, as under the guidance of Epstein to get into really hardcore BDSM, and I think it's with her. She's the Asian artist that she mentioned. She didn't mention her name in the autobiography, but I think it must be her son.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18+.
Yep. So that's going on. And also, one of the victims, Caroline, has come out and said Virginia Giuffre was terrible. She wasn't a mini Maxwell. So she's had two victims now accuse her of that. So it's very interesting. It's one of these things. It reminds me of the NXIVM story. It's very hard to tell who's a victim, who's the predator. You're kind of trying to bring everything into focus. And Virginia Giuffre wasn't brought into the Maxwell's trial. So I know her through the litigation, her interviews that she's given, and she's been very important, I believe, in getting Maxwell prosecuted.
Yeah, I think you're right. Going back to Ezra Miller, Oswald asked, Miller's Jewish father founded Hyperion Books, which is a subsidiary of Disney, and Ezra himself identifies with his Jewish half. Do you all know anything about that? I heard he was half Jewish. I don't know.
We don't
need
any. I've
never heard of Hyperion Books.
We don't need any more horrible Jewish men, I say, as someone who's who's Jewish myself, not raised that way, but just, you know, ethnically Jewish. We don't need any more disgrace. We already have enough with Dershowitz and
Weinstein, Epstein. There's a list. I don't know what your real question is. I guess that's just an obvious thing, Oswald. I don't know if you have something, you know, more than that. I don't think this guy Miller is. I don't think he's clearly not a practicing devout Jew because he's not doing what it says in the Tanakh. You know, he's not doing opposite stuff. Like, he's doing stuff that's forbidden, right? You there, Roberta? Would you know? I don't know. Anyone? let's see. Anybody have any questions? We're at about 40 minutes. Roberta, do you have anything you'd like to add? Anything you'd like to... What have you been working on? Oh, she's gone. She must have gotten pissed off and ran off. I think that Roberta's background... She can tell you her background. Giuffre, yeah. I think Giuffre got caught up in all that stuff, so I don't know what, you know, when you're young, you can't consent. I mean, it's just that simple. When you're in the kind of orbit or aegis of somebody older, that's why you can't have a contract with somebody who's under 18. They are easily conditioned, manipulated, controlled. So Giuffre saying that she's involved in that, I believe that you cannot consent to a lot of that stuff. So I don't believe that somebody who's underage is as, you know, they're in control. They're under coercive control. She's under coercive control. They threaten her and all this stuff. So it's a bunch of, you know, to say that she's involved, all those people were involved, you know, even the woman who were being turned by, and it doesn't take away from the culpability of Epstein or Maxwell. These women were, it was like a multi-level marketing scheme. The women would then go get abused and then go back to the high school or wherever they were and find more girls, and then it was all like that. So, you know, I tried 13 year olds. It doesn't happen that often. It happens once, but very rare. So I don't know anything about that, but yeah. So I mean, there's not that much about Miller. It's something to keep tabs on because he'll probably be arrested at some point, unless he's left the country, and then they're going to go through and all these people are going to come forward, just like Epstein is my guess. You know, they have two people right now, but there'll probably be a whole host of people if he's 29 and been kind of doing these things for a while. There'll probably be other people to come forward.
What's interesting is none of these people who enable him ever face any real punishment or even charges. And that's what we've seen in Epstein, Larry Ray. I mean, every story, Nexium, the peripheral people, they just catch the big fish and it just, you know, goes on.
It is interesting. Like, there should have been a huge RICO case against Epstein and his whole squad. You know, it should, obviously the prosecutorial discretion didn't see it as a broad thing. Like, they would go after the mob or whatever as a big group, but these were kind of like those type of criminals. They were trafficking in people, not
right from state to state. Yeah. Which is, if Nexium was a RICO case, then I don't understand why this wasn't. They're going all over the country,
right? All over the world, yeah,
all over the world. Yeah. But this for RICO charges, you need state to state. And in my understanding, I know it's much more complicated than that. I've read a little bit on it. But that was a question that people were asking in the overflow room of the trial. Why wasn't this a RICO case? I would love to talk to the prosecutors about this. Why it wasn't. It'd be interesting.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere. This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It wasn't there one other subject you wanted to mention briefly? It was Miller, Maxwell, and something else. Is that what
it? I think that's it. I think we've hit all of it. I just find it very, very interesting. All these same themes keep coming up. Yeah. From subject to subject, the occult, coercive control.
Right. Yeah, I mean, it's still ongoing. It's pretty crazy. Where can people listen to? Oh, go ahead, please.
Sure. Just the media's absolute reverence in which they talk about Ezra Miller is absolutely stomach turning to me. But okay, people can find me on YouTube, Roberta Glass, True Crime Report. I have a Facebook group. Come join the discussion in that. Same. Just my name, Roberta Glass, True Crime Report. I'm on a million different platforms. My podcast.
Just listen to your show on the Infinite Fringe with Billy Ray Valentine. So great job on that.
Oh, thank you so much.
And that's about it. I mean, we're going to keep an eye on this story. He's probably going to be arrested sometime in the next month or so, is my guess. They're probably looking for him. So
I hope so. And he's got rid of his Instagram. He's evading, right. Trying to evade capture. We'll see how it goes.
Yeah. And you just did a story about Gabby Laundrie, and there's actually kind of a cult connection. I don't know if you saw that guy, Gabby Petito. Brian Laundrie liked those weird occult novels by, what was his name? What was the guy who wrote Fight Club? Poluniak or Chuck Palahniuk. He liked one of those books by Palahniuk or whatever.
I don't know how you pronounce his name. Yeah. Oh, wow. They have a lot of occult themes in them. I think I remember you talking
very about much. Oh, Fight Club is super occult. It's amazing. I mean, even just the name of Tyler Durden's 11 letters, there's all kinds of smiley face references in there. You got to really read the book. It's incredible. Monastic lifestyles. Yeah, he knows a lot. He knows, once you know like the secret kind of codes and stuff these guys use, you can decipher and discern those. Like, I read Fight Club and it was like, wow. I covered that in Occult Hollywood. People can go watch that, how deep Fight Club, the movie and the book is, actually. Really something else. But yeah, I think it was Lullaby was the one that Laundrie liked to read. I don't know if you came across that while you were researching.
Yeah, it's just what's really interesting in there is the mother's and possibly the father's help in helping him evade capture and evade possibly she was offering to, I don't know if it was in jest or, but there's a letter according to Gabby Petito's parents' lawyer of the mother saying, I'd send you a cake in jail with a file so you could get out. We'll help him. After they knew she was dead. And that's a very interesting case, that whole, whether they can be punished for not saying anything about where she was or knowing that she was dead, murdered.
That's strange. And I mean, that case got so much play on the media. Like some of these other cases, nobody covers, but that Petito person was all over the news. So pretty incredible.
Very much so, yeah.
All right, Roberta Glass, the True Crime Report. Thanks so much for your time. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
All right, take care. Stay there.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.